Be forewarned, this is not the Batman of Biff Bam Kapow fame. It isn't campy or spoofy or light. In fact, this may be the best film that Fritz Lang never made. A dark, brooding, German expressionist extravaganza that will entertain you and disturb you. In fact, some may find it too disturbing for a breezy summer outing. The movie's crime-ridden Gotham City, designed by Anton Furst, is a shadowy, skyscraping netherworld that gives off hints of Weimar Germany and 30s industrial design. It's creepy and exalted at the same time. And through this delicious murk swoop two sworn enemies. The one who looks evil, but is really good, is Batman, splendidly played by Michael Keaton. The one who looks like a clown, but is really a nightmare, is the Joker, played to the hilt, and then beyond, by Jack Nicholson.
Gotham City always brings a smile to my face. Wing freak. Terrorizes. Wait till they get a load of me.
Behind this movie's Teutonic tone is a Teutonic myth, the myth of the doppelganger. If we meet our double, we're told, we risk death. Batman and the Joker are doubles of a sort. They've both suffered a brush with death, and they no longer fear it the way the rest of us do. Now they see the world outside them as temporary, malleable, and they act upon it in ways that reflect the horror they carry around inside them. For Batman, that means saving the world from horror. For the Joker, it means rubbing the world's face in it. The Joker's hideous grin is the result of a toxic chemical accident, so he invents a line of chemicals that cause people to die smiling. He injects the stuff in the cosmetics they use. He sprays it in the air at every opportunity. He's the very model of a modern criminal, an arch polluter, the ultimate product tamperer. Nicholson is brilliant. It's his movie, and he knows it. Following the maniacal line he invented for The Shining and extended in The Witches of Eastwick, he tops himself at every turn, raging and howling and gibbering. In fact, the trouble with this movie is that it understands the Joker much better than it understands Batman. The evil we see is much more vivid and convincing than the good. Michael Keaton is wonderfully haunted and subtle as Batman, and Kim Basinger is positively lustrous as Vicki Vale, the girl of both men's dreams. But the director Tim Burton and his screenwriters give Batman's inner churnings short shrift. We don't know why he donned his bat wings in the first place, and the movie blows its most dramatic opportunity. When Batman is finally ready to reveal his identity to the woman he loves, Burton lets the revelation take place off-screen. Burton, who directed Pee-wee's Big Adventure and Beetlejuice, is a kind of pop visionary, and he gives the movie enormous pictorial beauty. But whenever he needs to speed the action along, he falters, and so the movie sometimes plods a bit. But then, the action scenes are never any good in Wagner, either, and Batman is nothing if not Wagnerian. It's film noir treated as grand opera. And like grand opera, it soars.